All right, GWA backstage. Hello again. This is Tarkus Trooper here again to ramble your ears off once again. Yeah, I haven't been really in the mood to record anything until now because there was a lot of, you know, just a lot of health issues going on in my family, and it just sort of put me in a sort of a slump not to record anything or write anything, any, you know, that, and, but I have been wanting to talk about something that's been on my mind for a little bit, and to talk about my, latest musical obsession. No, it's not Six. While Six, the musical, is still an obsession of mine, I have a new one, and it is The Little Shop of Horrors. Now, I've loved that musical, I mean, all the time, but this has gotten me to, you know, appreciate it more, especially the stage play version of the musical, not just the movie. It's the stage play to it as well. But there was one thing that really, really bothered me. See, one day, I think yesterday, actually, yeah, yesterday, I was watching The Little Shop of Horrors, and unwittingly, I have chosen the one with the bad ending. Now, if you haven't seen it before, guys, stop it right here. But for the ones who have already seen that ending, you know, where Audrey and Seymour get eaten and then all the Audrey 2s take over the whole world, or at least all of North America, but I'm not sure. They haven't really mentioned anything, any other locations, like, other than Cleveland, Peoria, Des Moines, and where you live. You know, but that was the thing that really kind of, I don't know, it just sort of rubbed wrong with, it just kind of rubbed me wrong. Because I thought that I had chosen, I thought it was, they were going to show the theatrical version of it only, but, my dog's scratching himself. Sammy, you got fleas! Yeah, but no, it's just like, I watched the movie only to see what kind of ending they went with, and they went with the director's cut, and I was just like, what? So Audrey gets killed off, and then Seymour gets killed off. That makes no damn, well, actually it kind of does make sense, but I think, now I know I may be preaching to the choir, but I do think that ending is more suitable to the stage play version of it rather than the movie version, because, like I've read somewhere, they said, see, whereas a stage play, you have all the leads coming out for, like, a curtain call or, like, to come back and sing the last song, Don't Feed the Plants. Whereas in the movie version, they never came back at all. They didn't come back, nor did they ever show that. They'd never shown them as, like, buds or something like that, like they were supposed to. I don't know. It would have been a really cool concept, though, because if the victims that were eaten by Audrey too, their faces were in the buds that were sort of, yeah, but then we wouldn't have, the movie wouldn't have Mean Green Mother from Outer Space. So that was the thing about that. And I don't know, just that ending, I didn't really like it all that much. Even though it made the most sense, because Seymour, he wasn't, to me, he wasn't entirely that innocent in all what was going on to get himself there success-wise and all that kind of stuff. 'Cause you have a plant that is goading you into committing these really awful murders in order to feed them. So Seymour, he willingly listened to the plant just so that he could have Audrey, of course. But I'm probably just telling you, just it's like, but then when you do the happy ending, it's, I don't know why I like the happy ending more, because you know, happy endings, I love them. But then too, it's just sort of like, there are some people that liked the director's cut, the original ending to it, and there's others that like the theatrical ending to it, where Audrey and Seymour ended up surviving this whole ordeal, and they ended up getting married and moving into a suburb. And there was this little bitty pod plant that just pops up out of nowhere and just smiles and like, "Hehehe, suckers, you know, you didn't get me." But you know, that's what made me think of something. I was thinking about doing an audio where the clipping, the one that you see at the end of that movie of the theatrical ending, grows into like another one of those Audrey 2s and starts tormenting Seymour in his sleep or in his dreams. And oh my gosh, I had it all set up in my mind, but when I got behind the microphone, it's just like, what do I say? Do I make that second Audrey 2 a character of my own, or do I base it off of Levi Stubbs' voice? And see, his voice is just, his accent and his voice is just really hard to do. I could do, like, he has the perfect sass to it. He had the perfect sass to it, because I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm just going to tell you this. I know everybody knows this by now, but Levi Stubbs is really the best Audrey 2 they've ever had. I mean, is he puts the most soul into the character. He puts the most sass and the most, you know, just the sinister aura about him while making him hilarious and just, you know, just really, don't know, in a weird, twisted way, likable, you know? I don't know why. It's just he's one of the very few villains that I like. It's all because and to me, it solely relies on the voice actor behind it, of what he can do to make the character more, you know, unforgettable, can make it more memorable. As I was trying to look for that word so bad, and it just kind of left my mind for just a millisecond. No. But if there was like another option, if there was like another production of Little Shop of Horrors, if it was like, you know, another Broadway stage play, I was thinking, you know, I don't know. And there was I recently got back into, which leads into another topic. I recently got back into listening to Kiss. And I found out that Paul Stanley, he played, God damn it, he played the Phantom of the Opera. But I was trying to think of the character's actual name, Eric something. Eric something. But no, Paul Stanley actually did play in the Phantom of the Opera as the lead character, which I thought, oh, at first, before I even listened to him play that character, I was just like, oh God, no, what were they thinking? Okay, look at it this way. Paul Stanley has a voice that is just beyond fitting to rock and roll. I don't see how he's gonna pull off Broadway, but then I listen to him doing Music of the Night. It's just like, okay, I stand corrected. He actually does have a pretty good voice for Broadway. Now, but if he would have stuck to his comfort zone, and doing more soulful stuff, more rock stuff, I think he would have made a pretty good voice to Audrey too. I honestly think so. If they ever asked Paul Stanley to do the voice of Audrey too, I would have vouched for it so hard. I would vouch for it so damn hard. Because Paul Stanley's voice can be pretty suitable to voice that character. You got that Queen's accent and just that rough, raspy voice. Paul Stanley's got that. But I just have to say, I have to give it to Levi Stubbs because nobody could do it like him. Nobody could. And I also thought, Paul Stanley also, Paul, he could also. No, I've thought about this. I just thought about this. Judas from Jesus Christ Superstar. He could have made an excellent Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar. If Paul Stanley ever wanted to make a career out of being a Broadway actor or Broadway singer actor, I wouldn't be surprised if he could pull off being Judas or. But more than anything, I would really like. Oh, it's just another what if that I had in my head was if he would have voiced Audrey too, that would have been so amazing. That would have been awesome. That would have been awesome sauce. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I still think Levi Stubbs is the best Audrey too, hands down. But just think for a moment. Think for a moment. If Audrey too had like more of a rock and roll edge, I would definitely think of Paul Stanley from Kiss. I definitely would. Now, I don't know if Gene Simmons could pull that off. No. Paul's voice is more soulful. 'Cause I've heard him sing some Motown stuff before. He had like a. I think he has a band on the side that's like called Paul Stanley's Soul Station or something like that. I don't know, but he does fare pretty good at he does fare pretty well at singing some classic soul stuff rather than just singing outwardly and roughly like he always does. And but no, it's just it just got me thinking though, if Paul wasn't even a rock star to start with, and he wasn't even a member of Kiss to start with. I think he would pretty much, I think he'd be a pretty good Broadway actor. But then I have to think back to the Phantom of the Park, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. It wasn't really the best move for the band as a whole. But I don't know. It's just like none of their hearts were in it. I mean, think of it like that. It's a cheesy movie. It's a very, very cheesy movie. Kiss and the Phantom of the Park. Yeah. So that's very cheesy. But just think. You think, oh, well, since he could do Phantom of the Opera pretty well, just think of how good he would be playing Judas from Jesus Christ Superstar or Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. And I don't know, that's been in my mind the whole time. Because he's got the voice for it. He really does have a voice for it. I can easily picture him singing Feed It. No, not Feed It. Feed Me. Get It. Yeah. I was about to say it, and I was about to say Feed It, Get Me. I don't know. Or hear him do shit, what was that called? Damned for All Time from Jesus Christ Superstar. He would have rocked that. Paul would rock that so hard. Harder than any other person could ever do it. Probably even harder than Roger Daltrey. Now, I've heard Roger Daltrey play Judas in one production of Jesus Christ Superstar, but I've never gotten to hear it. Now, here's another person I would think would pull off Judas very well is Steve Walsh from Kansas. No question about it. That's another one who could pull off Judas pretty well, I think. If he would have ever, it's another what if. If he was ever met with an opportunity to play Judas from Jesus Christ Superstar, it would have been either Paul Stanley or Steve Walsh. One of the two. I don't know. They're like the top two what if selections in my mind right now, because they've got pretty much a good voice for that character, I think. Where did that noise come from? It just sounds like Grover. And oh, and another thing related to Little Shop of Horrors, I've thought about I thought about singing Somewhere That's Green because, as I've mentioned before, I've been trying to train my voice to go high and have that sort of, the not so much of a kind of thing, but more of a like a sort of like Ellen Green's version of Audrey. I'm trying to think of a line that I could do in her voice because I don't know if I can do it that well, but I can try. I'm sorry, Doctor. Or something like that. That was so bad. That was really bad. What's another one? It's called an Audrey 2. Oh, okay, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty good. But let me see if I could read off a line from a Little Shop of Horrors script. See if I could do that pretty well. Because her voice, in a way, it's pretty hard to do for a lengthy amount of time. And especially if you've heard Ellen Green's real voice, her voice is pretty much lower than the voice that she did in that movie, or in her whole entire stint of doing the musical, the stage musical and the movie musical. But I was just trying to think of a line that I could do in her voice easily and try and mimic her tones. I don't know. This internet's just wanting to act a fool today. Oh my gosh. Shit, I can't find a line. Oh yeah, it's like, "Good morning, Mr. Mushnick," or something like that. I would think about doing, shoot.
Yeah. Now, isn't that bizarre?
Oh yeah, now that's what I like doing in her voice. I'm sorry that there was a pretty lengthy pause there. I was just trying to find a line that was sort of easy for me to do. Was that there? Oh, that was really rough. There. No, isn't that bizarre? What if Audrey 2 had, not Audrey 2, but Audrey had like a chain smoker's voice? Oh God, that would have been awful. That would have been awful. Noah, get the boat. One of Marge's sisters in The Simpsons. I can't remember their name for the life of me. Just doing that kind of voice. I don't see why this doesn't hurt my voice.
But this voice doesn't hurt me. I mean, this voice gives me the most strain of all. There. Now, isn't that unusual?
No, that's not the right line.
Now, isn't that bizarre?
I don't know. It's just, I just love it. But no, anyways, I just thought I'd just ramble at you for a little bit, and I'm sorry if there was some pauses here and there, and just trying to find the line so I can do her voice right, which is so hard to do at a, but then too, I hadn't really done it for a long period of time, so it was sort of easy, but it's kind of hard to keep doing it, you know? And especially with that accent I did, ugh, oh, I need to work on my New York accent a little bit more. And many other accents I've got in mind, I need to work on them too. But see, I don't know why. I think Ellen Green's voice doing Audrey is just, I just think it's the cutest thing ever. It's just the way she just speaks in that really high, mousy New York accent is just, it's beyond adorable. 'Cause I remember the first time I've ever seen that movie when I was around, what, say 5 or 6. And that was the first time I've ever seen that movie. I remember it clearly. Going home after ballet practice. The movie happens to be on. My dad and my mom are watching it. And just seeing this blonde woman just walk up and just saying, "Good morning, Mr. Mushnick." It's just like, "Aww." Her voice is so cute and so soft and shy. And it was just too cute for me to handle. That's why I just sat on the floor, just cross-legged, just watching it, like, oh, Audrey. God, her voice is so damn cute. And it was this, I think that was one of my first character crushes ever, was Audrey, because I didn't see her as much like real sexy or anything like that. I just saw her as really bubbly, really cute, and just really, I don't know, adorable. Audrey in general is just really adorable, especially when Ellen Green does her version of Audrey. It's just beyond cute. Her voice is beyond cute. And I try every day and try to do that voice and think, oh, I want to be cute too, just like Audrey. No, that's not the case. Now, is it? Nope. But no. I think I've rambled enough here. But no, I've just been wanting to talk about, Little Shop of Horrors, Paul Stanley, Audrey, and all those sorts of random. Well, not so much random. I tried to stay on topic as long as I could, but I just hope y'all enjoy it. And yeah, I just hope you enjoy this ramble, and I will see y'all on the flip side, GWA backstage. Goodbye. Bah. Ha ha Why did I end it like that? Oh my god. Just shut up, Melissa. Just shut up. Bye.